This is Kate Erie News. I'm Courtney Collins. Last week brought news of potential resolution for the West Dallas families Kate Erie has been following in the series One Crisis Away, No Place to Go. Still, there are many questions swirling about those families' homes. Joe Garcia drives a teal 1997 Chevy Tahoe. Perched behind the wheel, wearing his trademark white straw fedora, he gestures across Singleton at new luxury apartments going up. He expects he'll see much more of that kind of construction in West Dallas over the next few years.
The way that economy is going, you know, it's growing.
His SUV is parked at the office of HMK Limited. That's the company that owns Joe's rental home and 300 others, mostly in West Dallas. Some have recently been demolished and some stand vacant. After the city toughened housing standards, the homes didn't meet code. Tenants were told they had to clear out by June 3rd. Last Monday, a judge pushed the deadline to October 2nd, and the landlord offered to make the tenants homeowners.
But right now, under contract is 19. 8 more are waiting to sign their papers.
HMK landlord Krash Krash says he plans to sell many more tenants their homes outright and move others to vacant properties a few streets over. They'll pay about $575 a month for a 20-year fixed-rate mortgage. The HMK office gives a perfect viewpoint of what's happening in West Dallas. The old cinder block building is next door to a used tire shop. A cluster of weathered homes sit behind it. Directly across the street, though, is a new sparkling four-story apartment complex. Joe Garcia isn't sure how he feels about that.
Well, there's good and bad, you know. It depends, you know, how what'll come out of it and, you know, how the new people that'll be around, the reactions and all. It makes a difference.
Garcia has a lot of questions about the future of his neighborhood and his own future. He takes care of his 84-year-old mom, Lily. He's never owned a home.
I tried to get a house once off of Oak Cliff, but my mom didn't want to leave the area.
So he never has. He was born in West Dallas and would love to stay there. Garcia hopes he can buy one of the HMK homes that's up for sale.
I mean, that would make me feel a lot better and a lot less stressed because I know it's mine and I can do what I want with it. You know, just like an owner would like to have, you know.
He's met with the owner of HMK, though they haven't come to an agreement yet. Garcia says a lot of other families are in the same boat.
You know, all the people that are around the neighborhood, you know, it's confusing for everybody.
After months of uncertainty, then a flurry of announcements last week, for Joe Garcia, everything is still up in the air. And the clock counting down to October 2nd is ticking. In West Dallas, I'm Courtney Collins, KERA News.
A few blocks south, Pearlie Mae Brown stands in front of her small yellow house. Her great-grandson's toys surround a tree in her yard. It's a tree they planted years ago. Tears well up as she reminisces.
He would just crawling around, and he would take the water hose every morning and come out and water the tree.
Pearlie Mae, who turns 81 next month, will miss these memories. Still, she isn't as stressed out as she was before, when she had the June 3rd move-out deadline. Now she has until October to figure things out.
Well, I feel a little better. That'll give me time to do everything.
Pearlie Mae Brown lives in a six-block area known as Gilbert Emery. It's in the shadows of new apartments and townhomes going up along Singleton Boulevard. Her landlord, Krash Krash, says he wants to redevelop this little neighborhood. For the people still living there, he's offering to sell them other houses he owns. Pearlie Mae's daughter, Pearline Brown Harper, says the family doesn't know what's going to happen.
There was a lot of rumors going around that he was going to sell, but he wasn't going to sell to the Gilbert Emery neighborhood because it's under development. They're pushing down houses, putting townhouses.
Even if Pearlie Mae is able to buy an HMK rental house, she says with her limited income and the money she'd have to spend on repairs, she can't afford it.
I'm really not able to buy the house because it's too much need to be did. And I don't get but $585 a month. And my granddaughter and my daughter and my son, those three have to help me.
Her daughter has a simple hope now, that Pearlie Mae will find another home with none of the stress of this one.
I'm not going to give up until I find that place.
After all, Pearlie Mae Brown has spent her whole life in this neighborhood. Jessica Diaz Hurtado, KERA News.